Hey guys, it's Jessica, and I have been talking to my Dare to Dream team about what kind of holds them back in life, or what is it, you know, that might be paralyzing them from progressing in the way that they should be. And one of the overwhelming themes is fear of failure. So this week, that's going to kind of be my topic that I want to discuss with you guys, because I don't want it to hold you back anymore. I'm reading a book called Failing Forward. It's one of my favorite books. I've read it before. By John Maxwell, and it has so many stories that are so powerful that really point to the fact of why we should not allow failing to define us or to kind of stop us in our tracks in life. And one story that I love that you've probably heard of before, but maybe you haven't heard the whole story, is the story of Daniel Rudiger, aka Rudy. You might have seen that movie. But a couple extra facts about Rudy that make his story so compelling and really his life such a lesson for all of us is he had odds stacked against him. You know, if he was just looking at his life, he might consider himself to be backed up against a corner and just headed for failure. He was the first of 14 children. He was growing up not only in a poverty-stricken family, but in a poverty-stricken town. He also finished third in his class, and not third from the top, third from the bottom. He had a 1.77 GPA, but he had these big dreams of becoming a football player. Now, you're not going to get into most schools with those kind of grades, besides the fact that he was only 5'6" and he weighed 190 pounds. This wasn't someone headed, you know, for football stardom. Now, you would think he would already have considered himself a failure, right? Like, that's just not going to add up to the dreams that he was dreaming inside of himself. But he went and worked 2 years in a factory. He went 2 years into the Navy, went back to the factory life, and got accepted into a community college. Now, you know, he still might think this isn't going to lead to football stardom. He ended up getting a 4.0 GPA 2 years at his community college and ended up getting into Notre Dame because of that. And now you all know how it goes, how he goes on to score a winning touchdown in a game, but they don't tell the whole story. That wasn't the first play that he got put in. He actually got put in for one play and he went for it. You know, this was his dream moment. This was it. And he failed. He didn't, you know, tackle the quarterback or make the touchdown or whatever it was. He failed, but he got put back in. And so because now the second time, he wasn't afraid of failing anymore because he had already failed. Instead, he just gave it all he got one more time. And that was when he ended up, you know, making the play that went down in history. So I just want to encourage you to look at his life and learn that lesson. He did fail. He failed over and over and over again. And even in that moment when he made the biggest difference in his dreams, and, you know, they ended up going on to make a movie about it. He failed then, too. But because he was okay with failing and instead decided to learn from it, instead of allowing it to shut him down, he went on, you know, to achieve his dreams in life. So I encourage you to do the same. Failure is just part of the process. It doesn't define you. It's not a single moment. It's an act along the way. So let's get to failing, guys, because it's the only way we're going to get to succeeding more. If you haven't subscribed to my channel, make sure you do so. And if you're ready to get started on your health and fitness journey, getting fit from the inside out, shoot me a message personally, jessica@jessicabowsernelson.com, and I will get back to you and help you get started. See you guys later.